Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Daphne. How are you? How
Hello.
are you?
Great.
Sorry, I'm a little, I have the flu, so I was just trying to blow my nose and do all that stuff. Get ready before the lesson. So if I cough during the lesson or I blow my nose or sneeze or whatever, just I apologize in advance. Okay.
It's
All right, I'm very
okay.
good. All right, so Daphne, how's your day going so far? Yeah,
Great.
what did you do?
Today I have a writing class in the morning.
Oh, okay, a writing class. Is it English or Chinese or different
English
languages?
writing class.
Okay, and for this writing class, why are you taking a writing class?
Because it's at university class.
Oh, university class. Okay. And what is it that you have to write? Like, what's the kind of, is it an essay? Is it what are you doing?
I don't write anything
Yeah, right. No, just.
when I at that class. I don't know why the teacher didn't let us to write anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's a writing class, but you don't write anything.
Yeah.
Well, Daphne, I think you might be in luck or maybe unlucky because this
Unlucky.
lesson, well, this you're unlucky. Well, the reason why I was going to say that is because this class or this lesson, my town, you are going to write something. So for this lesson, for my town, it's a writing lesson. So I don't know if you're happy that you're going to write something, but maybe. I didn't know. We'll see. We'll see. So, very good. Very good. So, Daphne, so you're a student, right? What year? What are you, a freshman? Are you a junior, sophomore, senior?
Second year is junior,
A sophomore. Sophomore.
sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Okay. Very good. And what program? Is it English or
Applied English.
applied English? Okay. Very good. And why English? What's the reason? What's the goal here for English?
Because I think my English is not well, so I need to improve my English.
Okay. Now, are you studying English? Is it for, let's say, to get a better job? Is it to maybe study, maybe you want to go, graduate school abroad, or is it like what's the angle here? What are you doing?
I want to study abroad after I graduate.
Okay. So that's all. Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. So before we begin, Daphne, do you have any questions for Teacher Mark? It could be about this lesson, could be about a previous lesson, could be about something you saw, something you read, something you heard, something you're curious about.
Where are you from?
Okay. I was born in Canada. Yeah, I was born in Ottawa, then I moved to Toronto. So yeah. So and now I live in Hualien.
Wow, Hualien.
Yeah. Everybody says when I say Hualien, everybody's like, "Wow, Hualien." Everybody's like, "Wow." I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah, I don't know why. Have you ever visited Hualien before?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Hualien, but Hualien has many earthquakes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm very afraid of
Afraid,
earthquake. Yeah.
I'm not I remember the first time I moved to Taiwan. Oh, sorry. I moved to Taiwan in the fall of 2017. And I remember, a few months after I, because the is it December or January or February? Anyway, there's a big earthquake, 2018, right, in Hualien. And I remember maybe a week before the big earthquake, there was a pretty big earthquake. It was my first time experiencing an earthquake. I was like, "What is that?" It's like I was scared. I was on the fourth floor of a hostel teaching English, and I'm like, what is that? And you know, everybody else, oh, just the earthquake. I'm like, what? Just the earthquake? What? So you know, everyone was calm, everything's like it's normal. So I was relieved a little bit, right? But then the second earthquake was the big one. And when I saw locals panicking, then I got scared. I got really scared because they're not used to that kind of thing. So yeah, it was and then ever since then, for the past 7 years that I've been here, it's a common occurrence. There's always earthquakes. Yeah, always earthquakes. Yeah. So it's yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. All right, Daphne. So my town. So tell me, is there a particular reason why you chose this lesson, My Town? Or was it maybe just because you're available?
I think the topic is random.
Oh, it's a okay. All right, all right. Topic. Okay, very good. Well, like I said, for this lesson, we're going to write, and also we're going to look at basic editing. When I say editing, is basically like proofreading or correcting, looking for mistakes. Okay. So first here we have a postcard written by Gabriela. Okay. And she's writing a postcard from the United States to her parents in Argentina. So go ahead and read the postcard.
January 14th. Dear mom and dad, I'm writing this postcard from a restaurant in my neighborhood. I eat here sometimes. The restaurant is around the corner from my apartment. The bookstore is next to the restaurant. Lansbury is a quiet place. I like this city. What do you think of my English? Love, Gabriella.
Gabriela, very good. Okay, very good, very good. So again, this is a postcard sent to her family, Familia Ramirez, okay, in Buenos Aires. Okay, so the first thing you're going to be writing. Like I said, you're going to be writing a paragraph, okay, about a place, and then we'll look at editing. But first, tell me, what is your favorite city in the whole world? What would be your favorite city in the whole world?
Whoa.
Do you have one?
Taipei.
Taipei? Okay. Now, why?
Because I think it's convenient to transfer everywhere and not in New Taipei City and Taipei.
Okay, so it's convenient, it's easy to get around in the city, right? And it's easy how? Because of the subway system, like why?
Subway system is
Like the underground train. Is that why? Like, okay. So you're saying that Taipei City is easy to get around, right? So it's easy to get from A to B in Taipei, right? But why? Why? Is it because the train, you take the train, you
I
can take
take the MRT.
the MRT. Yeah, so MRT is subway. Yeah, so the MRT, right? Makes it really convenient. Okay, that's one reason. What's another reason?
Because I live in New Taipei City and my friends are old in Taipei, so I like it.
Okay. So all your friends are in Taipei, in the city. Okay, all right. And one more reason.
One more reason.
Is it the food? Is it the fashion, like the shopping? Is it maybe the activities? Like sometimes there's a lot of activities in the city.
Yes, there's a lot of activity at Taipei.
Okay, a lot of activities in Taipei. In Taipei. Okay,
Oh,
very good, very
in
good.
Taipei.
Okay, very good. So I need you to remember what you said, because that's what you're going to write for teacher Mark. Okay. Okay, but first let's look at some examples. Okay. So, or, you know, how do we going to write? So the first thing we need to do is we need to think about brainstorming. Do you know what brainstorming is?
No.
Okay. Well, brainstorming is when you sit down. Well, you don't have to sit down, but when you try to come up with some ideas. Okay. You come up with some ideas or you express ideas about a certain topic. Okay. So, for example, if we're writing a paragraph, brainstorm would be you could maybe write a list of ideas you can use in your paragraph. Okay. So, basically, it's just expressing ideas. Okay. That's what brainstorming is. So, I'm sure you've done a lot of brainstorming over the years, especially at school, right? Yeah. Okay. Very good. So this is the steps. So Gloria, I don't know if you took other calc classes in this series, but in this lesson, this lesson is part of the community lesson, or part of the series. Sorry, it's part of the series of the course. And here we meet Gloria, and Gloria had moved to a new neighborhood, new community. So here, and I guess it's Victoria. Okay. So here she's looking to write a paragraph about Victoria. So she did some brainstorming and she came up with six reasons why she loves Victoria. Okay. Why don't you read the six reasons here?
Safe neighborhood, good schools, affordable housing, good shopping, mild weather, good job opportunities.
That's right. Okay. Now, as you can see here, there are six, but then she crossed out two of them. Okay. So she's left with four, the four best ideas or reasons rather, why she loves Victoria, right? Okay. So here, we're going to write a paragraph. So let's look at the format a little bit. So we know that a paragraph, is a collection of sentences, a group of sentences, all referring to the same topic, all relating to the same topic. Right now, these sentences are a little bit different. So, which sentence would it be? Conclusion sentence, topic sentence, or first sentence? Which sentence usually is the first sentence in the paragraph, and it introduces the topic or main idea? Which one? Which sentence would that be?
Topic sentence.
That's right. Very good. Now, the sentence that follows the topic sentence. These are sentences, and they give details about the topic. What would that be?
Support sentence.
Support sentences. So that means that the conclusion sentence would be the final sentence of the paragraph. It gives a summary of the paragraph. Very good. Good job. So I'm sure you've heard this before, right? Okay. So we can skip. Okay. So here is an example of a paragraph. Okay. Go ahead and read it.
Houses in Korea are different from houses in the United States. Most houses are made of cement.
Cement, yeah.
Most people don't have carpets, but they have other kinds of flooring. Most people have sofas in the living room, but some people prefer to sit on the floor. Most houses don't have grass in their yards. There are many beautiful houses in Korea.
Very good. Okay. So, what do you think would be the main topic here? What is this paragraph about?
Houses in Korea are different from houses in the United States.
Okay, that would be the topic sentence, yes. But what is the topic?
What is the topic? Houses in Korea.
Perfect. Good job. Yeah, exactly. Easy. Okay, good. 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 So you're right. The topic sentence would be houses in America. Sorry, I mean Korea are different houses. Now, what would be the conclusion sentence?
There are many beautiful houses in Korea.
That's right. So that means that the support sentences would be all the ones in between, right? Okay, good, good. All right. So we looked at Gloria's, six reasons. She chose four. And these are the sentences that she came up with. So this is basically She made a topic sentence, and for each four of the reasons, she made a sentence for that, for those, and then she made a conclusion sentence. So here we have six sentences. Now, what you need to do, Daphne, is you need to tell me what are the first sentence, the second sentence. So you have to put all these sentences in order. So which one would be the first one?
There are many reasons I love my new hometown, Victoria.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Oh, hey, what's the second one? Which one do you think?
The neighborhoods are very sad, and so I can't let my children play in the park with their children.
Okay, what's the next one?
The excellent schools in this area are nationally recognized.
Recognize, okay.
Our family can buy a nice house because the housing prices are very affordable here.
Okay.
Thanks to the great job market in Victoria, my husband got an excellent position in a computer company. I
Okay.
love Victoria so much, like I can't imagine moving.
Okay. So, number one and number six for sure is correct, right? Two, three, four, five. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter the order here, really, technically. But to have something that flows nicely, that makes sense, it wouldn't be this order. So let me show you, and I mean you're gonna see it later, but if you go, there are many reasons why I love my new hometown, Victoria. So the first thing you have to do is, why is it a new hometown? Well, you can say, well, thanks to the great job market in Victoria, my husband got an excellent position in a computer company, right?
Yes.
So they moved there because the husband got a good position. So because they got a great position with a great salary, that means, and another thing is that why? Well, not why, but the family can buy a nice house because it's affordable. Now, when we're talking about buying a house, what are you looking for? You're looking for a neighborhood, right? Okay. So the neighborhoods are very safe, so I can let my children play in the park and with other children. Speaking of children, children need to go to school, right? So the excellent schools in this area are nationally recognized. Make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying is that the order that you chose is okay, right? But there could be a, this is a better one. I'm not saying it's wrong. This is just a little bit better, right? Okay, very good. So now, when we are writing about, or even if we're talking about, a series of things, right? When I say a series of things, we're talking about maybe, let's say, five reasons, three ingredients, or whatever. When we talk about sequences, steps, reasons, a series. One thing that we can use are transition words and phrases. Okay. And we use these transition words and phrases to connect our ideas a little bit better. Right. So here we have some transition words and phrases that we can use in the coming paragraph that we're going to write. So read the transition words and phrases, please. Read it. What's this one?
First of all. First. Second of all. Second. Third. Furthermore. Also.
And
Finally.
finally. Now, these are not the only transition words and phrases, okay? They're not the only ones. These are just a little bit of, first of all, second of all, these are very common, okay? And this is something that we can use when writing our paragraph because you're going to have three reasons why you loved Taipei City, right? Okay, so you can say first, second, and then finally, right? Because you have three, something like that. Okay. So let's put them in order. Let's put them in order. What would be number one?
First of all,
Okay. What's number two?
second,
This one? Okay. If you're going to say first of all, it's better we say second of all.
second
Okay.
of all.
And then next one?
Furthermore.
Furthermore, okay. And then,
Also,
yes, also. And then,
and finally,
finally, very good, very good. Okay. And if we want to start with first, second, third, we can do that. And then we say also final, right? Okay, very good. So I guess you've done this before as well, right? Applied English, I'm sure you do. Okay, very good. So this is the paragraph here. That Gloria wrote. Okay, so here I want you to read the paragraph, but adding the transition word or phrase in the missing spots. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
There are many
Whoa,
reasons
whoa,
I
whoa, whoa,
love
whoa, Daphne, you forgot
my
the
hometown.
title. Okay.
My hometown. There are many reasons I love my new hometown, Victoria. First of all, thanks to the great job market in Victoria, my husband got an excellent position in a computer company. Second, our family can buy a nice house because the housing prices are very affordable here. Also,
Yeah, doesn't matter. Yeah, also it's fine. It's okay.
the neighborhoods are very safe, so I can let my children play in the park with other children. Finally, the excellent schools in this area are nationally recognized. I love Victoria so much, like I can't imagine moving.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So, Daphne, are there any questions so far?
No.
No? Okay. Very good. So here, learn how to write about your town. Well, you already brainstormed. We didn't have to do six. You did three already, right? So that's good enough. So we know which reasons, right? Now you have to come up with a topic sentence, your support sentence, and conclusion sentence. Lucky for you, we basically have a template, which is what you can do is you can use this as a template. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to wait, let me close this. What I want you to do is I want you to open up a word processing app like Word or Notepad or Notes or whatever. Okay. And I want you to write your paragraph. Okay. Now, when it comes to writing, if you look at this example, for example, let me get rid of this. If you look here, there are many reasons why I love. And then here would be your city. First, blah, 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 blah. First, blah, 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 blah. This would be, well, let's go back. Second, we don't need this. Third, actually, we don't need all this, right? Because second, then finally, blah, blah, blah. I love blah, 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 so much that blah, blah. So this is what you can do. Okay, so here I want you to basically fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and type your paragraph, okay, and send it to the chat. Okay, do you know what I'm talking? Do you know the chat? Yeah, the chat. Okay, go ahead. How many minutes do you need? Okay, just go ahead. It's just you and I, so it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Start typing.
I said
Okay, let's see. There are many reasons I love Taipei. Taipei City. First, it is very convenient to transfer between New Taipei City. Okay, so instead of saying transfer, right? Instead of saying transfer, maybe we can say it's very convenient to travel, right? To travel between New Taipei and Taipei, right? Also, when it comes to Taipei City, the city should be a capital C. Do you know why?
No.
Okay. Because it's called Taipei City, right? That's the name given, Taipei City. Just like New York City. You're always going to see New York City with a big C, because that's the name of the city. Right? So here it's Taipei City. So city would be big C. Second, there is a lot of, a lot of what? Activities,
Oh.
right? Okay, so if activities is plural, what should we say? There is or
Oh, there are.
there are a lot of activities. There we go, in Taipei. Very good. Okay, and then finally, all of my friends are in Taipei. I love Taipei so much that my I love Taipei. Okay, so you can say, because you're trying to compare, right? Okay, so I love Taipei so much better than my hometown. Okay, you want to rewrite this and send it to me? Want to
Yeah.
try? Okay. Okay. Oh God, maybe we should have left that play first. First. Oh. Okay, first it is. You forgot it, but that's okay. Second, there are a lot of activities in Taipei. Family, all of my friends are in Taipei. I love Taipei so much better than now. Okay, very good. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so Daphne, let's look at editing. Okay, now. Being, taking English in school, applied English or whatever, I'm sure that you're going to have to edit a lot, okay? And self-edit, spell check, all this stuff, okay? Now, these are the basics, okay, for editing. Meaning that every time you finish writing something, you should go over and edit it a little bit, proofread, okay? Now, technically it's actually better for someone else to do it than yourself. Okay. But if you have no one to check your writing, what you should do is after finish writing, take some time, get away from your writing, go do something else or whatever, and then come back to your writing. Have a fresh pair of eyes for your writing. Okay. But one of the first things, in terms of basic editing, these are some of the things that we need to look out for. So the first thing is capital letters. And what's the rule here? Read it.
Every proper noun should begin with a capital letter.
Very good. So when I told you Taipei City, city big C, because Taipei City is a proper noun. They're both together, they're proper noun. Okay. So examples here, she loves her hometown. Now she is not a proper noun, it's just the first letter of the sentence, right? But if you look at the next one, Gloria lives in Victoria. Gloria and Victoria are both proper nouns, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Next one we have to look at are nouns. Okay, what's the rule for a noun? Go.
Every noun should be in the correct singular or plural
Yeah.
form.
Plural form. Very good. Now, this is a tricky one for students sometimes, okay? If they haven't had enough practice with their articles, okay? And now, so I find that when it comes to writing, a lot of students at the beginning, I'm not sure about you, Daphne, but maybe in the past you had this difficulty at least, is using articles properly, okay? And making sure that we understand singular nouns versus plural nouns. Just like the little mistake that you made with there are, it should be there are, but you said there is, right? It's just understanding plural nouns, singular nouns, and also the forms of plural nouns, and also choosing the right article, right? So you know that there are three articles in the English language, and the.
The.
Technically, there are only two, but and n are the same. They're the same, just different. The same article, just different forms. Okay.
Okay.
So when we talk about articles, there's and the, and sometimes no articles. Now, let me ask, and I ask every time I talk about articles or whatever, I ask the students, can you tell me when do we use and when do we use n?
The capital letter is A E I O U is vowel, and we will use it.
Okay, so for example, let's say unicorn, you would say what?
And unicorn.
No.
Huh?
Yes. And the reason why I always ask this question is because I believe that in Taiwan, we don't teach articles correctly. Okay? Because, or I don't want to say that you don't teach them correctly. What I want to say is this, that at the very when you learn articles is usually when you learn them very young, right? And when you learn articles very young, as a young learner, you can't be given too much information at the same time, right? And so what we do here in Taiwan, I think, is that we just say AEIOU. And then they'll say, oh, well, there's some exceptions. For example, we know that, hour, we're going to say what?
An hour.
We know an hour, but we know, there's an H there, right? Oh, but that's an ex, we think, oh, it's like an exception, right? But the truth of the matter is that it's not an exception. There's an actual rule for it. That's why we don't say an unicorn. And I think the problem is, and when I teach children, like I teach, I have my own classes or whatever, and I make sure that they, I take them step by step, is that we don't focus on the phonics. We don't focus on phonics in teaching English here. We don't focus on phonics. Phonics is the first key to learning proper, or which one or n. Why? Because when we choose or n, it's not about the letter you see. It's the sound you hear. So you don't want a vowel letter. So you don't want to see AEIOU. You want to hear an AEIOU sound. Right? So for example, if we go back to unicorn here, right? If you say slowly, unicorn. What's the first you hear? You, right? So what you're hearing is this. Exactly. You're right. So here, this is not a vowel sound. This is a consonant sound, right? When you are saying our, the H here is silent. So you're not hearing you're hearing the short O sound. Our, right? Okay, so you're hearing an AEIOU sound. You're hearing a vowel sound. That's why you can say an hour. So this is not, so it's not the letter you see, it's the sound you hear. Okay. One exercise that I give all my students, okay, is I have them, like once they kind of understand what I'm talking about, I give them a little test. Do you want the test? Do you want to take the test? Okay. All right. So the test is you, Daphne, are a cheerleader. You're a cheerleader now. Okay. Like a cheerleader from like North America. Okay. And you're going to make me say the alphabet. Okay. So you're going to say, give me an A. And then I say A. Okay. Okay. So you're going to use each letter as a letter, means as a noun. Okay. So you need to pay attention. You're going to say, give me a or give me an. Are you ready? Okay. Do you remember your ABCs or do I need to type? You remember? I don't need to type them.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. You ready? Go.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a D.
D.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me a F.
No.
F and F.
Okay, F.
Give me a G.
G.
Give me a an H.
N H, very good. H.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a J.
J.
Give me a K.
K.
Give me a L.
Nope.
And L.
Okay, L.
Give me a an M.
And M, very good.
An M. Give me an.
Yes, give me an N. Yes, exactly. N, very good.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a P.
P.
An O. Give me a Q.
Q.
Give me a R.
No.
R and R.
N R R.
And R. Give me an S.
S
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an U.
No.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me a V.
V.
Give me a W.
W.
Give me an X.
X.
Give me a Y.
Y.
Give me
And
a Z.
Z. Very good. Good job. Good job, Daphne. Daphne. So here, what you were forced to look at things a different way, right? Right.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, then you'll realize that when we say a letter, it doesn't always start with the phonics of that letter. For example, W. W, whoa, 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 right? But when we say the letter W, it starts with what sound? A D sound, right? The W, yeah. When we say the letter G, G is g,
Go.
g, g, right? But when we say G, it's a j, 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 it's a J sound, right? Same thing with the letter C, it starts with a S sound, right? So this is, it's a little, it's an exercise in showing you how really we don't look at the letter. Right? Sounds good? All right. So articles and using them properly is very, very important. Okay. And I think that in Taiwan, what happens is that we, at the beginning, because it's kids, we just say, oh, just look at A, E, I, O, U. And then maybe one or two exceptions, right? But then as they get older, as students progress, we don't go back and teach them properly. Right. So then they keep going in their studies thinking you just look at A, E, I, O, U. Make sense? Yeah. Okay. All right. Verbs. What's the rule for verbs?
Every verb should be in the correct tense and agree with the noun.
Yes. So we have to make sure that we use the correct verb tense. Okay. Which is something that, you have to really focus on. In terms of verb tenses, right? You have to know your verb tenses. But I mean, there are 12 major verb tenses, but Daphne, I'll tell you a secret, okay? You really only need to master six. The other six, not so much. Why? Because you can get by with just six. Okay? But that's just a little secret, okay? But I mean, it's important to know all 12. But you master six. The other ones, there'll be no problem. Once you master them, you won't even need them. Anyway, our family can buy a nice house. There are three parts. So can buy here, we have to make sure that we know there's a modal, right? So with the modal, we'll always have the base form. And then there are, well, because parks is plural, right? Okay. And then punctuation. This is an important one. Punctuation. What's the rule?
Every sentence should end with a period, question mark, and or exclamation Exclamation point.
Yeah, so again, these are basic editing rules, but remember that we need our punctuations, okay, at the end of the sentences. But also, when we get deeper into editing, is the use of commas, which, sometimes it's a struggle, right? When to use a comma, when not to use a comma. Okay, so that being said, let's look at some extra, let's practice here, okay? We have some sentences that have a mistake in it. You need to find the mistake and tell me what kind of mistake it is. For example, Florida are a state in the eastern part of the United States. Well, the mistake is are, it should be is, and it's a verb mistake. Okay. All right. Tell me what the other one is. Number two.
Our family
Oh,
Arizona.
and Daphne, let me tell you, editing is a skill. Okay. It's something that, you have to practice to get good at. Okay. Because, for some people, if people are detail oriented already, right? And they have a habit of looking at details, then they can use the same skill here, right? If you're not used to really, really looking at details, then it's a skill you have to get better at. Okay. So it's not always easy to find the mistakes. Okay. Especially when they're so simple. Okay. But number two, did you get it?
I think it is half mood.
Nope. Nope.
Our
It's
family.
period. No punctuation problem. No
Oh.
period. See, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that because, sometimes I used to have the same problem when I was in elementary school. I remember I hated science because I wasn't sure what I had to write when we did experiments and stuff like that. I wasn't sure. And I was like the number one student in the class, right? But I always struggled, like, what am I supposed to write? Like, and then the teacher, I remember what the teacher changed, it changed everything. He said, you know what? Just write what you see. Science is all about observation. You write what you see. And once he told me that, I mean, it opened up my, science changed everything. It changed everything, right? So what I mean is that it's just what do you see, right? Don't think too much, okay? All right, number three.
We move for three reasons.
It's a noun problem. Why? Because three reasons. Oh, okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Again, like I told you, it's not always easy, right? You have to get used to it with practice, practice, practice. Okay, number four.
No capital for
Okay,
that.
yes, very good. First capitalization, very good. Okay, and number five.
It is always sunny
Oh,
and
it
warm.
is Ari. Very good. Good job, Daphne. See, you got better with the last two. There you go, right? Good job. Good job. All right. So the last exercise here is there are how many mistakes? Nine mistakes. Wow, nine mistakes. What are they?
Can buy
Yeah, can buy is okay.
our
Okay, yeah.
neighborhoods are very safe.
Okay, or neighborhood is safe. Maybe neighborhood instead. So we go like this one. Yeah, okay.
with other children now
Okay,
and then.
nice. Okay, very good. Oh, the other one I'll tell you because it's not really and so maybe no end. Yeah, okay. So we have
The excellent schools in this are
Yeah, R. Okay, very good. Yeah.
I can't ever imagine moving, period.
Period. Yeah, period. Yeah, imagine. Okay. Okay, very good. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so I'll help you with the last three. Okay, so go back, Victoria.
Oh,
Right?
Victoria.
Excellent is got an excellent position. So no S here. Okay. And then third, it's a small T, so any big T. It. That's it. All right, Daphne, very good. So, any final questions for Teacher Mark, Daphne?
No.
No? Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, enjoy the rest of your week, and have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.